This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Don't you sometimes just hate your kind of smartwatches? It's like, stop telling me to stand up. I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah, I don't have a smartwatch.
No.
We've discussed it before and I'm very happy without it. But I was with my mom. we were down in Cork getting my like wedding dress measured and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting in the dress place having a lovely time. Oh no, it was when we were down in West Cork and we were about to leave and we were just having a chat with all our family. And my mom was sitting beside me and her Apple Watch goes, "It seems like you've just taken a fall." And she was just sitting there beside me.
Offensive.
I was like, what? Like, they just have a world, a mind of their own.
Yeah, that's
to be
wild.
Honest.
I have to say, the one time I thought it was really good in terms of like the emergency settings was, and I've shouted on about this a lot, but when I went over my ankle up the Dublin Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And I fell. It said, like, looks like you've had an emergency.
Did it start counting down?
Yeah, it said, will we call someone? I was like,
now that's very good because
like,
up the mountains,
crazy.
It's scary.
But I was like, it must have had a good slap. I must have had a good slap, yeah. You know, for. You know,
I'd say it's obviously a spike.
You made impact
in blood pressure as well, or not blood pressure, but what, like, yeah,
adrenaline or something.
Kind of a jolt,
your pulse probably went, your heartbeat.
Whereas my mom was literally sitting on the couch. It was like, you seem to have taken a fall. Very weird. Do you know what?
Sorry,
no, you go. Please.
I just remember I was cleaning the house one day and it was like, great work, 30 minutes swimming.
Like, fair enough. No. Like, probably similar enough impact for you.
What were you going to say, Fee?
I was going to say, do you know people who go on night mountain hikes?
No.
It's a thing. People go up the mountain.
Definitely men.
I swear to God. Well, no, my friend Kelly does it. She was like, oh, we have a night hike planned soon. And I was like, why are you asking to be killed?
That's shocking.
By the natural elements, like not by anything else up there. But like, it's so easy to take a fall.
There's times I'd pull up to the car park maybe once or twice ever, actually. I got a bit scared. Where I'd pull up and say if there's only like one or two cars in the big car park, you're like, yeah, but where are they?
Yeah.
You know?
Where are they waiting for me?
I think it's worse to have one or two cars there than have none. And then I think maybe just on one occasion, I got a bit spooked for years ago. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go for a walk on my own
today.
Don't
be going up to the mountains like, by yourself.
When the car park's packed, obviously it's fine.
Yeah.
You're like loads, but they're like, if there's just one or two cars, you're like, yeah.
You're like, I am in the Dublin mountains.
It's
there's
just
going to
be the three
here.
Of us. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you on Monday.
Have a good one.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
1038 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! It's Friday!
Yes.
The Lord.
Oh my God.
Mother of God, that was a long week.
Isn't it bad to live for the weekend? And don't get me wrong, I absolutely adore this job and what we do. But man, it's
get me out
Friday.
Of this.
At the same time, I never want to see either of you.
No. Oh, listen, we did it. Well done, everybody.
Well done, everybody.
Well done.
Well, nearly.
Guys, I went to the House of Guinness premiere, last night.
I genuinely thought for a second, does she think that that's what the Guinness Store has?
The Guinness Store has the House of Guinness.
I went to the House of Guinness. See what all the fuss is about. It's coming to Netflix next week, the 25th, Thursday.
Now, Emma, I've been looking forward to this for so long. I know you love a spoiler. Please don't spoil it on me. Please don't say anything right now.
Do you know what's so annoying? Because I love spoilers so much. The more people spoil things for me, the more I want to watch it.
I know that sounds ridiculous, like she's lying or like being, you know, joking.
No.
She's genuinely being dead
serious. That's actually
she
such a position of power because then you fear nothing. It's actually an incredible way to be.
If I know a film is like quite sad, I'm like, tell me the sad part now and then I'll prepare for it.
Oh my God.
So
my
when I missed Traitors one night last week, I was like, tell me who's gone. Didn't bother me.
Sorry, what
were you going
to
say?
My old housemate used to be like, if ever we'd be watching a film, she'd be sitting there like with the Wikipedia page open.
Same.
Like, don't get too close to him now. What's wrong with you?
So anyway, how's the Guinness?
What's really frustrating about this is I'm actually not allowed to give any spoilers.
Oh, cool.
You're embargoed.
It's one of those things. When is it out?
It's out Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, very good.
My
now, to
gosh.
Be fair, I do love an embargo. Sometimes we get an email and it's like, hey, just so you know, this yogurt is being launched.
Yes, strict.
Strict embargo till 9 p.m. tomorrow morning. And part of me is like, right, I just got to make sure I don't, you know, tell anyone. because this is really important.
Don't tell anyone about those probiotics, Dave.
Okay, well, here's what I can say. Epic, cinematic.
Oh.
You'll get the Peaky Blinders vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Soundtrack.
Oh.
Ooh. Taking the kind of potential stuffiness from a period drama straight out of there.
Right.
Okay. Making it very now.
How was Anthony Boyle?
Great. Yeah, he came into the cinema chatting at the beginning. He's a cool guy.
He's cool.
He was so scary in Say Nothing.
He's from the north of Ireland, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Belfast.
Yeah.
Did you remember him in Say Nothing?
Yeah, fantastic.
Terrifying.
Yeah, very scary, but like very, very great actor.
There's a few non-Irish people involved. So obviously the accents, there was a lot of dialect coaching and stuff.
Okay, and how?
Oh, right.
It's a very tough accent. Like,
I thought
accent.
You were getting all Ireland is full type vibe on us. Oh,
Jesus.
There was a few non-Irish now. I was going, oh, no.
Well, they were very good. They were actually good at what they did.
As if. Don't worry, the Dublin accent is safe.
Amazing. Right,
that's what I will say.
Okay, well, that's good because it is tough. Any Irish accent, I think, is very, very
difficult.
Do you
know what? Final point in it. We watched two episodes. I was there with Jack and I said, I presume you're going to keep watching it when it comes out. He was like, oh, hell yeah. But he said, it's the kind of show that I want to watch those first two episodes again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit to get, like, a lot of thinking.
Oh, I'm
so it's one of them thinking shows.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Big milestone for me.
Oh.
One.
Did you know this? It's my 100th show.
Hey!
Oh, hi, Fiona.
We've only done about 700.
Sorry.
Take the thunder away.
Yeah, let her have her win. Yeah. 100 shows, Fiona Frawley.
It doesn't feel like that. I still feel kind of fresh, kind of
new. Is it annoying when the kind of, you know, like Dave and I, when we started here first, you feel like kind of the shiny new thing for a while?
Yeah.
But it gets old kind of quick.
It does, but like I have a thing, like I feel like when I start somewhere, I'll always think I'm the new person who doesn't know anything, even though there's loads of people who like will have started after me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just assume that they know more than me. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or like, say I was working in a place over COVID and then we went into the office after COVID and I was like, I don't know who's new. I don't know who's old. I'll just assume that everyone else has been here for 5 years and I'm the one who knows nothing. So that's like the way I operate usually.
That's a horrible way to be.
Yeah, and you kind of can't get away
yourself.
With that anymore. You're actually just outing yourself as 100 shows in. You have to just know everything.
You're experienced.
But like, what can I answer? If someone asked me a question about like, radio, or they're like, "Where? What's that button do?" like, what am I expected to know?
Hey,
this day?
You weren't hired for your button pressing.
I know, and I'm reminded of that every day. But so, like, something I do think I should know is my co-hosts.
Hello,
very, very well.
I
feel like, you know, obviously we are getting to know each other well. I feel like we're pals now. We've like socialised outside of the show, believe it or not.
Well, I suppose the nature of this show is we talk about all sorts, so you kind of by default you can't really
know us quite
quick. Yeah, exactly. There's less small talk. But then say when we arrive into the office in the morning, I think it's still a bit like, oh, hey girl, how are you? You look gorgeous. Like, hey Dave, like your tracksuit, you know. And we're not really getting in to the nitty gritty of what we need to know about each other. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, okay.
And I just feel like cut the small talk. And we were actually doing some of these questions the other day on the show in a segment that...
Oh, these are the little weird questions.
Yeah, that if you don't listen to the segment, Fiona's Final Thoughts, at the end of the show each day, frankly, you're missing out on some serious, serious content. But there's this Instagram page called Flamingo App Reels. And basically, it's like questions... Five flirty questions to ask your boyfriend. Five questions to ask your girlfriend if you know she's really into them and if she's really into you. And originally I was like sharing it with the listener as, okay, if you're staying in with your partner a bit more now as it's getting colder, these are questions that you can ask them. But it ended up I asked and you guys started answering them about me. So I was like, this is actually kind of good. So then I found a category called... Funny questions to ask your best friend. I don't know if that's meant to be like funny ass, but they is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like an American, like funny ass.
Oh, right. Okay, see, I'm learning. That's why I need the young people around me. So I thought we could kind of ask them to each other.
I already have one now. I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I really want to know this, what you think about this. But go on.
Do you want to start then?
Can I?
Yeah, so just so we don't do the same as you.
I thought this one was really, really interesting. If I forgot everything tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd tell me about myself?
I love that question.
Mm. What is the first thing you'd tell me about myself if I forgot everything tomorrow?
Mm.
I'm trying to think,
you know
what
I do.
What I'd want to see, I know what you'd do. You'd mess with me in some way.
I'd say your favorite food is bananas. Yeah. You love them.
Very good.
You're not scared of them one bit.
Honestly, that would actually appreciate.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it's good.
That.
Yeah, because I'd probably just be like, you love going to the pub in Rathmines with your housemates.
Yeah, I do.
Because then you'd get back there and you'd be like, yeah, this feels
this
right.
Feels
it'd be
right.
Like 50 first dates. Yeah, and you're like, there's something I remember
see,
about this.
If you forgot everything tomorrow, I guarantee I'd be like, listen, this is really awkward. You owe me 50 quid on Revolut.
I've just requested you.
Just
there.
Requested. Like, I know you don't really remember anything, but it's just not fair to me to be out of pocket.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Despite your head injury.
Exactly.
Okay, right. I'll do this one. If I told you I just bought something crazy, what would you guess it was?
I would say a new hat for your Labubu.
That's
sure,
actually not a bad show.
I haven't had the Labubu on the bag in a while. That's because it needs a new outfit. It's because it's winter now. Mm. So the Labubu does need to be wrapping up.
I don't know. It'd be something weird for your house, I think. And like it could be... say for example, it could be like a hammock for your oranges or something. You know what I mean? Like
of course,
you give me that
they
kind
need
of vibe.
Aerate.
That's what I mean. You give
fruit.
You give that
be
vibe.
Squished into the fruit bowl. Okay, very good.
But
very
like
good.
You'd have bought it in a place that's really sustainable and like really.
Oh my god! Yeah. Like eco-friendly. Yes,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't do a Temu on it, like.
No, I've never ordered from Temu.
Oh man, you should. It's great, crack.
Yeah, but you haven't had a Temu order in a while.
No, it's just one
observe.
Coming. It's on the way.
Oh thank God! Okay, just
I like this question. I'm curious. If I told, or sorry, no, not, where was it? If you heard me screaming from another room, what would you think happened to me?
That was a good one.
I'd say
I
you
like that
injured
one.
Yourself, because I've heard you screaming from another room before, and it was because you injured yourself.
Over, yeah, probably. Yeah, stood in a charger or something.
Yeah, probably gone over on that bad ankle again.
Yeah.
The last time it happened, there was a treadmill.
Oh, yeah. I fell off a treadmill.
Emma fell off a treadmill.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're like, you know, like Final Destination, like the worst injury that can happen. Like, it's like Emma Nolan. Like, never drive behind a truck of like
logs.
Please, I'm worried about you.
So, do you feel like you know it's better 100 shows
a
in?
Little bit, yeah. I might make this a weekly thing.
Okay.
Weekly appointment.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. What's going on? I feel like I've really hit the peak of ADHD this month.
Okay.
It's kind of been going a bit mad. It's because I kind of don't know what to watch. So therefore I'm watching everything.
Okay. Right.
I have continue watching this on like 7 different platforms, streaming platforms. I'm all over all of them.
Yeah.
Apple TV, your Paramount, your Prime, your Netflix, everything. I'm over everything.
God, you're rich.
I'm not rich though. I wish I was, but like say for example, my housemate pays for Disney.
Oh, I hear
my
you.
My granny pays for Paramount.
I love when communities come together in that way and they all share their streaming
exactly.
services.
Yeah,
it's so good.
So there's loads of, because there's so many streaming platforms, I'm watching so many things that to the point where it's getting a bit ridiculous. So I thought, if I give you the list of things, I wonder, would you be able to tell me what you think my personality is based on just purely these...
Yes.
These TV shows.
That's fun.
Because
yeah.
I don't think that they have much in common, but they're very... I don't know.
Haphazard.
They're just a bit weird. They're just kind of all over the place.
But sometimes it's just there's a reflection
really a
of the fact that there's nothing really much going on and you're watching something for the sake of it. And can I ask before I have to do this, are you enjoying all of them?
No.
Oh.
Really?
No, I can't wait to be done some of them.
Are you going to finish them all, though?
I'm
going to
finish them.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay, so hopefully we'll be able to tell by your tone of voice if you're like...
I'm not able to like not finish a show.
Right.
Okay, so we start off with Better Call Saul. I've been watching it probably now for about a year.
And just dipping in and out.
Dipping in and out. Mm. But like in the past couple of days, I'm like, I'm nearly there. Just finished the thing. Do you know why? So I can start Breaking Bad.
Does anyone ever watch anything on Netflix in 1.5?
No, never.
No,
I couldn't.
Oh my God.
You do that?
Sometimes.
That's
crazy.
Just to get to the end. I'm
I
just
actually
like,
didn't
blah,
even
blah, blah,
know that was
subtitles,
an option
subtitles,
on telly.
Because sometimes they speak so much slower than the subtitles. I'm like, I have it read before you get it out.
That's
say
true.
It.
Yeah. And it's like, my father is. And it's like, I already know. Like, ages before you.
Right,
know.
So we Better Call Saul. Then we have 2.5 Men.
Perfect.
Just for a bit of lightness.
Yeah, I find that mad.
Do
but,
you?
Yeah. But it's like.
Then we have The Office.
US or UK?
US.
Okay, if it's US, I'm like, you want a bit of comfort. If it's UK, you're in a dark place and I need to help you.
I do love the UK one though,
same,
in fairness.
But it's difficult to watch.
Yeah.
But it's incredible, but you're like, this is taking years off my life.
Tires.
What's that?
It's with Shane Gillis on Netflix. It's so funny. It's about like a mechanics shop.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that so sounds good.
Love, hate.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But you fly through that.
But I haven't watched it in like a month. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I've only got past the first two episodes. And I'm not going back for, I'm not going back for some reason. Yeah. I just have other stuff on.
Sometimes you need to be in the humour. Mm. And sometimes it'll be a really violent episode and you're like, I need a break after that.
Yeah. So, the Chase.
Oh well, can't go wrong. No notes. I mean, of course.
I just love
it. It's educational.
So much.
It's very important.
And it's always on Virgin Media.
Yeah, it's great.
Gotta be.
It's
class. Gotta be.
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, amazing. I love that.
I'm up to season 6, I think, of it.
What's happening in season 6?
I can't remember. Actually, no. It's not. It's the last season, and it's the one with Chuck is with Bree, but then they do the murder, and then she has to break up with Chuck.
Desperate Housewives is incredible.
What a show. Like, it has everything.
Do you know they were talking about a reboot there?
Yeah.
And I just think it's too soon.
Don't worry about it.
Genuinely, it's still fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Excellent.
And you were starting
I'm
to find
so
that a bit heavy.
I'm so sick of it, man. I can't wait for it to be done.
Yeah, that's because that one starts off really funny and then it
gets
has
so
to move
heavy
with the climate of the States.
The White Lotus.
Which one?
Oh, HBR is doing that again, you mad thing.
I love it, but I'm also like...
Nah, not again.
I did.
One and done.
I actually wanted to rewatch the Italian one because I went to Sicily where that place was, and I was like, I want to watch it again, but I haven't. But I never watched the Thailand one actually.
Oh,
and
you
I
sure?
Heard,
it's great.
Really? Because I heard mixed things about it.
I really liked it. It was a bit slow, but I really, really liked
it's
it.
It's worth it for a watch.
Right. Okay.
Succession. I'm on season 1, episode 5.
Does that
haven't gotten to it.
Have you never watched Succession?
No, I have. Yeah.
Succession,
I'm rewatching it.
It's my favourite show ever.
And Kin.
Yeah.
I'm on to season 1, episode 7 of Kin, and I'm like, actually, this isn't that good.
actually quite enjoyed
season
it.
Season 2 is great.
Right, yeah.
Season 1, not that good.
I think I needed to give Kin a better chance.
So what are you thinking about my list? Is it giving...
I think what's happened here is you're a bit thrown with the change of season.
Do you think?
Yeah. And when you come in here exhausted, or you come in here and you're like, I have a new injury, you probably have whiplash from switching between all these shows.
I think
you'll settle in time, but it takes a while, and then the clocks are going to go back, aren't they? So that's going to be a harder time
back.
It could fall into more darker territory. But for now, I think... You need to bin half of them off.
Yeah. My life is so tough.
It really is. How have you been surviving?
This is new music from Sabrina Carpenter from the new album. It's called Tears on Spin. There she is, Sabrina Carpenter and Tears on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. That is the boldest song ever. I was reading about it the other day. Very dark day.
Michaela Hayes texted me about it and she was like, oh, you won't like this. They're after bleeping out one of the words. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
But you
have
know what? You actually kind of totally couldn't include that word.
No, you'd have to. For God's
Just
sake.
Just Tears... Run down my thighs. Not kind of saying
it. I saw a tweet that was like, oh, I can't believe Sabrina Carpenter's so upset. Tears are running down her thighs.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
She must be really crying.
Too early.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. What's the story out there, Alex?
Morning, guys. Not sure if you noticed the rain coming.
Recharge.
Finn, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm so excited for my friend Emer. On Sunday, she will be taking on the Dublin Half Marathon. I'd say she'd probably kill me for airing this. I didn't check with her if that was okay. But hey, here we are. Together, her and I did the 16K in Phoenix Park. What was
Why
that?
Wouldn't she be all right with it? I would want everyone to know if I could run that far.
Yeah, I know. I'd probably be the same. So we did the 16K. I told you about this story at the time, that we had signed up for the 16K back in March or something. And I was like, yeah, great. That'll give us something to focus on, to work towards. I'll be so fit. Did absolutely very little training for it. Really damaged my ankles.
But you did it.
But we did it, and it was great. And her pace and everything was obviously much quicker than mine. She's really trained for it, and she got the runner's high so hard after that run that she went, "Will we do the half?"
I feel like that's rare. Like, how many people actually get that?
The runner's high. It was incredible. Like the day you have the jitters all day after.
I got it once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen to
me. And I did. I was reading blogs about this a few weeks ago because I was trying to run again, and I was like, what is this runner's high? And like, can you get it from a 4K? Can you get it from whatever? Because I would sometimes. I'd be like, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, if I ran 4K, like, I'd be on wheels. Like.
Exactly. But some people were saying in this blog that they just don't get the runner's high and they were finding that really difficult to keep motivated. Anyway, she got the runner's high. Like, she was off her head. She was so high from
That's amazing. High, that is so great.
That she went and was like, I want to do this. Now, the problem was the half marathon was completely sold out and I think it was her parent or her friend were pulling out of it, so she got their ticket or whatever.
Deadly.
So she's going ahead on Sunday and I keep like, you know, we chatting to her a couple of times a week. How are you feeling about it? She's like, I just don't want to think about it. Like, ugh. Because when it's, I think it's a similar route to what we did in Phoenix Park.
Oh.
And when we finished that day, it was like, well, she said to me, like, I couldn't have taken another singular step forward.
Really? Yeah.
And on Sunday, throw another 5K on top of what she did last
Dear
time.
God.
Oh my God.
So it was 16, it's 21 on Sunday. So I'm not doing it, but I realised during the week that her fella's away and her family are away. And I was like, aww. So what's your plan? Like, who, how are you getting up there? She was like, I'll just get a taxi. I was like,
oh, Emer.
You will not get a taxi. So I am playing like
supportive mom,
like on wheels, as you mentioned, to take what you said a minute ago. But like, that's my plan.
Oh,
is
I
to be
love
like,
it.
All over her, like a rash. I'll be giving her bananas on the way up, getting the little shots of whatever energy shots in on the way.
You're going to be Mean Girls mom.
I am going to be Mean Girls mom.
There with the video camera.
Please wear the full juicy tracksuit.
I should actually. So I'm going to drop her up. And then it's a funny one because if it's anything like the last one, you have to drop to a bus kind of up by the criminal courts, then come back. Then they'll reopen Phoenix Park. Then you can drive in later.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to get a coffee and just wait for it to open.
Very good.
Then pop into my girl and get parking, be at the finish line, all the rest. And then after that, I'm going to bring her back, get her washed. And straight to the pub for the day, right?
Amazing.
So I'm really looking forward to it. So I was thinking to really ham up the Mean Girls mom vibe, I could, if I wanted to, and it would mean getting on this today, make a sign. I'm always quite like impressed by people who make signs for races. I'm like, first of all, how do you do it? How do you get that really good quality cardboard? How do you get to the printers?
Or you just take it off like anything.
Yeah, if you have a big box delivery or
like
something.
My housemate used to get like Hello Fresh stuff, so I would just write it on that.
Yeah,
just like just paint over it, like
paint it. Yeah, do that, or just like write it on the cardboard bit.
It can have the cardboard underneath.
It's actually quite a good idea with the HelloFresh because you could just type out, scribble out the hello and just go like, you look so
fresh.
Perfect.
Or just scribble out hello. Fresh and just have hello,
hello.
And then Emer.
Actually, that's a great shout.
Much easier.
So I have some sign ideas and I wonder because, you know, Emer is just like all of us, the most relatable queen in the world.
Yeah.
So with these three sign ideas, which do you think would be the most motivating should I find her when she's at, say, 18, 19K?
Okay, love this.
18, 19K is insane.
Here I am, full juicy costume, camcorder out. My sign says, think of the money you'll save on pedicures.
Yeah, because she'll have no toenails.
She'll have no toenails.
Wait, what?
Very good.
What, is that a thing?
Yeah, if you like run a big half marathon or marathon, you can lose your toenails.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Not very motivating. Dave doesn't
like
it. Okay.
Sounds awful.
I like that.
What about this one? You look hot. So hot.
Definitely. That's good.
I don't think she'll believe you after 18K.
But do you get my joke? Like, isn't she so
hot? She's sweaty.
Oh, she looks red. I'm sorry.
Hot girl run.
And then this one, actually, I'm a bit disappointed myself with this one.
What's wrong?
Oh, I thought this was a good idea an hour ago. Now I hate it.
Go on.
Come on.
Just get back in time for the traders.
Yeah.
That's good.
One or two.
I think secret option number three is a cover.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was in Smithfield yesterday evening as I was heading to the lighthouse and we were getting a quick pizza in a pizza place close by. And Jack, my fella, had ordered like some kind of an Americano, like real meaty kind of situation.
Yeah.
An Americano.
I think that's
Is that what it's called?
That's always that pizza that's like sausage.
Oh,
beef.
Is it? That's
got enough.
I was like, he's getting coffee on his pizza.
Maybe it's not quite American.
No, I know the ones that you mean, and they're always so laddish.
Yeah,
and it's like beef on your pizza.
Meatballs.
Hot dog. And it's like weird grand. Like,
I had just said, like, get whatever you want and I'll I'm a bit pickier, so I was like, I'll just pick off whatever I don't want.
Yeah.
Out came a Hawaiian.
Oh yeah.
Oh, love.
So it came down to the table and he was like, he's very like, what would you say, polite, and he very politely just kind of said, sorry, it's just I actually ordered the America, whatever.
The big beefy boy.
Yeah, yeah. And your man was really apologetic and he was like, oh no, eat away and I'll bring you out one of them as well.
Oh.
Jack was like, no, it's grand. Like, I'll eat this, but just so you know, in case someone else is waiting on this one, it could have been mixed up or whatever. No, They insisted. We got two pizzas and the second one was free.
Oh my God.
Things you don't see happening in Dublin much
anymore.
You know
what's mad though? Is like a pizza, I think, costs about €1.70 to make.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's given me place that does oven pizzas to say we do food. You know, do you remember over the pandemic
when everyone was doing the ristorante? Yeah,
when pubs were like, oh, we do substantial meals now.
Yeah, I think
one time my brother was like, oh, can I get a pizza like with no mushrooms on it? And the lad working there was like, mate, it comes out of a box.
Just had an update on me calling it an Americano. Leanne said it's usually called a New Yorker. Domino's, it'd be a New Yorker.
I've definitely seen ones called Americana or Americana or something, for sure.
Okay, okay.
I am associating that with a load of meat.
Dublin Traffic. 1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. You're on Fully Charged. It's us. How are you?
Hey, what's how up? Are you? Guys, is this really harsh of me? Okay, last night I was at Cherry Comedy, Thursday nights at Whelan's. Get tickets to cherrycomedy.ie.
That's Thursday a comedy club that Fiona runs every Thursday night.
Yes, with my fiancé Dwayne. And we had two shows last night. Got home absolutely wrecked.
I was about to say.
I saw Ashling B was on last night.
Yeah, she was amazing.
That's huge.
And she's so sound.
Is she, yeah?
And said I was funny. And she's like normal and chats to you. I was like, this is insane right now.
Had you not met Ashling B before?
No, I'd never met her. Like,
had you not?
Yeah, like she's like obviously London based and bloody Hollywood.
Yeah,
hello.
But
she'll be at our gig on Saturday night as well, which we're doing in Vicar Street.
Right? Explain the content. I was about to give you a shout out for that.
There's no point for it sold out.
Well, it is completely sold out, but you can still donate money.
You can donate money. We are doing a stand-up gig for Gaza, raising money for Palestine Children's Relief Fund. It's on Saturday night in Vicar Street. Loads of great acts. It
is
sold out.
Man.
The lineup was sick, brother. But anyway, so this happened on last night. We did the gig, all great. Got home, so tired. I just wanted to eat my battered sausage and go to bed. Very important post-show ritual. And I go straight to bed and my fiancé Dwayne stays up for a little while. And he texts me this picture of these tracksuit bottoms being like, I think I want pants like these. I've been influenced. Are they for ugly boys? Or what? And is this harsh? I was just like, I can't get into this right now. I don't like the tracksuit bottoms. I just said, let's discuss tomorrow.
No, that's great.
Is it too teachery?
It's very mammy-ish, yeah.
I was like, I can't get into why they're not going to work for you, but let's discuss tomorrow.
Let's put a pin in this tomorrow.
Well, let's earmark.
What are the tracksuits?
They're just like...
Are they like these ones? Are they like skinny tracksuits?
No, they are skinny, but they have a kind of pockets on the side, like combat pockets.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure. You can have a look. Best-selling Guardiola cargos. Do you know like the ads that lads get?
They're lovely.
Guardiola, yeah.
Oh, they'd be lovely on Dwayne.
I like a bit of a looser tracky.
Oh,
baby.
I'm seeing what they mean.
Your fitted tracky is lovely there, Dave, but it doesn't have... I think it's maybe the mix of the pockets on the
side. I'll
tell
you this, Dwayne, if you're listening, get him.
Dwayne,
so true, I'm not the boss.
I agree. We are discussing tomorrow is today. Treat yourself.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
So, lads, in the last couple of days, I was telling you a story about me seeing Saoirse Monica Jackson in The Office.
Yes.
And I made an absolute show of myself.
It was all right. It was kind of cute.
Reason being, I made a show of myself because I went out to her and
she was just casually walking past the window.
Casually walking by the door. She was in the office doing an interview and I had a nosebleed and I was just like, hi. And she waved at me, but I'd say she was like, who is this bloody, literal bloody freak?
It probably looked like the nosebleed was in response to seeing the pretty lady.
Pretty lazy.
You're like, no, I'm bleeding anyway. That happened before. But you're very welcome. But it's not because of you,
I swear. It's the pressure in the air.
I promise you listening, we will never, ever, ever live it down.
Yeah.
Dave making an absolute show of himself into the fabulous Saoirse Monica Jackson.
Well, it's just because if you don't know Saoirse Monica Jackson, she plays Erin in Derry Girls. And because I had this weird experience throughout the week, I thought, well, I actually haven't been able to stop thinking about it. But I thought, God, I love Derry Girls. I love Erin in Derry Girls.
So good.
So I welcome you to Dave Rank's lines from Erin Quinn in Derry Girls.
Let's do this thing.
If you're a fan of Derry Girls, I think you're going to really, really enjoy this one. There's a lot of reasons I like Erin in Derry Girls. I like the way she is completely self-unaware of herself. Yep. I love her accent.
Yeah.
And just the hijinks they get up to.
Oh, they're just a crazy bunch of girls.
A crazy bunch. So I welcome you into Dave Ranks. Lines from Erin Quinn in Derry Girls. We start off with number 5. In 5th place, to be honest, not even that great a line, but she plays it so well, and she doesn't say how, she says hi for how. In 5th place, it's this.
It's still sticky. Hi. Hi, is it still sticky?
That's when she's cleaning up a chipper. Not with what she thinks is like soap, but actual mayonnaise.
Mm. Oh my God, yes. Oh, that's one of the best episodes.
Is that when they head upstairs and then tie themselves up to the radiator and all?
Yes, that's exactly that episode.
Very good.
We move on to 4th place. 4th place is one of my favourite scenes. It's where one of the girls called Claire is coming out to Erin. And Erin, very of the times, doesn't want her to come out. Tells her to go back in. In 4th place is this.
Do you mind I'm trying to come out here?
Well, don't. Don't come out. Go back in.
Don't want to go back in.
Well, I'm sorry, Claire, but I'm just not interested in you, not like that.
I'm not interested in you like that look of this stadium.
Come off it. I just love the self-unawareness of, oh, she's gay, she must fancy me.
Of course.
I love it. It's a fantastic
line. If anything,
line.
Based on the character, I'm sure she connected a lot with your awkward nosebleed and wave. She'll be like, that reminds me of me
when I was in Derry Girls.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving into the top 3 for Dave Ranks, a line from Erin in Derry Girls. And this is where she's in the hallway and she starts kind of bitching about one of the girls in school and she basically says she's an awful person until that very person comes right up to her and says hello.
Oh, I'm so good looking. I'm so popular. If there ever was a more shallow, self-absorbed, genuinely unpleasant human being.
Hi, Erin.
Brilliant. Oh my God, this is making me want to go back and watch Derry Girls. So bad.
It's so good, isn't it? So that was 3rd place. We move into 2nd place. 2nd place is a fantastic line. I just love it so much. It's a scene where she sees a boy. I think his name is actually also called David. And I wonder if he has a segment called David Ranks.
I wonder.
But it's where she sees a boy called David and she fancies David a lot.
Right.
Okay, and you're trying to speak this into existence.
Yeah, yeah. And he asks her a question and she's raging with herself at the answer. Have a listen.
Here, have you got a light?
Me? No, I don't smoke. Why the hell did I not smoke?
Brilliant.
It's so good. And then in 1st place for Dave Ranks, lines from Erin in Derry Girls, purely based on the fact that I embarrassed myself in front of Saoirse Monica Jackson earlier this week, is a scene from a house party in Jenny Joyce's house.
Oh, yes.
And there is a wee Ukrainian girl.
Yes.
Called Katya. And Katya has a little bit of a fancy, a little bit of a graw for James, which Erin doesn't really understand. Have a listen.
First, she comes on to James here. What would possess her? Financial gain, that's what.
The attractive boy, Erin.
He's English, Katya.
Too good.
Brilliant.
Oh, 10s across the board.
Get
such
it on my
one.
Screen this weekend. I'm doing something tomorrow that I'm so excited about. Ooh. Obviously, we are going to Fiona's stand-up night tomorrow night, the Gaza Appeal. But in the morning, I have booked myself and Jack in to head off to Newgrange.
Oh, finally you're doing this because you've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah.
Cultured queens.
Sorry, isn't it so funny like when we get to like a certain age, it's like, God, I love history so much.
It's so good.
Interesting. So I'm going to hark back to maybe 5 weeks ago. I think it was a Saturday afternoon and we'd been out the night before and we were both just feeling a little bit tender.
Yeah.
And we'd YouTube on in the telly in the bedroom. And you know, sometimes I know this is hard to explain and maybe it's just very circumstantial and maybe you just had to be there, but I needed to watch something bigger than me, you know.
I needed something
with a bit of mystery and magic and believe that there is a greater God among us. You know what I mean?
100% know what you mean and I know the exact state you were in.
Thank you so much.
Been there.
And McDonald's breakfast was on the way.
I've been there, girl.
So I said, have you ever heard of Newgrange? And he was like, what? I was like, oh, brilliant YouTube documentary about Newgrange, right?
Oh, wow.
Jack was fascinated. He has bought two books on Newgrange since.
This fella, this fella is your biggest supporter because... And I'm so glad you found him because you go through the weirdest phases. And I'd be there going, oh God, what are you like? Freak. Yeah. And then Jack is there going, I'm so into this.
I've bought two books.
Like, I've bought two books and I'm like, yous are made, match made in
some
heaven.
Some people are just meant to be.
Jack doesn't have a tattoo and he's already trying to design something conceptually around like how the sun like comes in through the window and lights up. It's really cool like idea he has for a tattoo. Anyway.
Oh my God, slay.
I'd say after tomorrow, he'll probably be inked up in the next week. It's going to blow his bloody mind. But it's so funny. Like I was like, do you want to go? He was like, we can go. I was like, yeah. I think my mom brought me and my sister and like a couple of friends. Do you know that age over the summer where like you go out for the day or whatever and have a big like day out or whatever?
Your mom would love that, the kind of like artsy history moment for the kids now.
Honestly, the patriarchal vibe of everyone like of my parents' age, I told we're going to Newgrange, like, are you?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So we're going in the morning. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I haven't done the tour again. The memories of it are like I was quite young at the time. And it's very what I was thinking, like school tour vibe. Don't worry, Dave, I'm not going to do this. But I'm almost like, will we bring a packed lunch?
you'd be glad for it when you get there.
Why would I care about that?
Because you'd be just so disgusted with me.
I would be disgusted if I arrived with you and you brought me a packed lunch.
Yeah, but you'd eat
but for
it,
you, that's
you?
That's dead cute. That's dead cute.
Put ham sandwiches in a bit of tin foil. You'd be delighted when you get there.
Save a few quid. But I was thinking, because obviously it's a school tour vibe, even though I had never actually been on a school tour.
One treat.
Yeah, exactly. And after your apple, is there any school tour that was so memorable to you that you wish you could relive it?
Ooh. Okay, this is so random, but it sticks out for me so much. We used to always go on our school tours to Arklow Leisure Centre.
Oh, random,
in Wicklow, which is
leisure
basically
center.
A sports hall in Arklow, which is the second biggest town, I'm going to say, in Wicklow. Mm. And all I remember doing is like sitting on the ground and eating our lunch. Obviously, none of the sports stick out for me, but I'm sure there were sports played.
Do you know what? Sometimes it's a bit grounding to go, like if you now, in your 30s, went back to the Arklow Leisure Centre and sat on the ground eating lunch, it'd probably be nice. Bring us all back down to earth.
And anytime anyone tells me they're from Arklow, I'm like, how is that leisure centre? It's like etched in my brain. But I also remember going to Newgrange, and you know the way the bricks are held up by nothing. There's no cement or anything. And when you're in there and they're like, there's actually nothing holding these up, and it's like, get me out of here.
Yeah, it's a bit scary. Yeah.
They're like, it hasn't fallen in 3,000 years.
And you're like today
is gonna be the day.
Yeah.
I went to school in Drogheda, so mainly Drogheda's quite a historic town anyway, so they kind of just mainly we stayed around Drogheda.
Sent you out for a walk.
Yeah, like we went to Millmount and stuff, which was like kind of an area where you'd have like, I think Cromwell came over and or something like that. That's where they saw him coming. That's where they saw him coming from. And then there's obviously like Lawrence's Gate and stuff like that. But I do remember because like we wouldn't have been really like country folk. I mean, we wouldn't have been farmers or anything.
No,
like
these are townies.
Yeah, we're kind of townies. Like, so they took us to a bog.
And exciting.
None of us had ever been to a bog before. And I was like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
And so they made us like go and do like, what exciting thing is there in a bog? Not much. So they put stuff there. So they put like an obstacle course in the bog.
And
really? Yeah. And
that's
so like,
kind of fun.
So you'd be like, no, because you're getting back on the bus. It's like you wouldn't be stopping. It would have hardened.
Muck.
Do you know what I mean? Like it looked like you're made of muck walking to this bus. So it was horrible.
You looked like a bog body.
Yeah, literally. It was like, it was proper like noughties. Like it just hit 2000. So there was no care for children at all.
Oh, absolutely not. Into the bog.
Into the bog. Jump in there. And I was like, miss, I don't want to do this. Get in.
How deep would it be?
Oh, like up to your like.
Stop.
Up to your like belly button. Like.
That reminds me as well. We did like, did you have to do geography field study?
Yeah. This
I didn't do geography, but yeah.
Okay. So you had to go to like an area of like geographical whatever. And my teacher was like, wear leggings. But she meant the leggings that are like waterproof that you pull up. And I just wore like Penny's leggings. And she was like, I was not talking about
those,
Fiona.
Messaging here from Michelle. We did Egypt last year. Incredible, by the way. And my boyfriend, not as a school tour.
Okay. I was like, my God.
Where do you go to school?
My boyfriend got great joy telling our oh God help us, Egyptologist, that Newgrange is older than the pyramids.
We kept saying
that we must go again. I'm so excited for you.
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke in Egypt.
Any documentary I watched that time a few weeks ago, everyone mentioned older than the pyramids.
That's gas.
Older than the pyramids.
Spins
fully charged. Recharged.
Lads, I have a weird question for you this morning. And the question is, what are some of the things you've seen hanging from the roof of a pub? I know that sounds ridiculous, but...
Oh, no, sorry. How has this not been discussed before? They're bizarre.
We all have our own local pubs.
Yes.
And there is always something hanging from the roof.
There is.
Are you even a pub if you don't have something hanging off the roof?
Or, that's my question. Or it's in like a cabinet. Or it's in It's in something weird.
It's in a
corner.
Weird frame.
The bric-a-brac.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we want to know on the show this morning on 087-711-1038. The reason being, I can think of three places just off the top of my head that have bizarre things. Some of the things I don't even know how to describe, if I'm being honest. I was in my local pub last night and we sat in a place that we usually would never sit. It was the reserved place. But we thought, we're regulars now. Yeah. We'll sit there. And so
it'll
I remember
be reserved for us.
We sat at the top of the table and right next to us was a cabinet. It's kind of like, it's very close to the wall anyway. And it had in it what looked like prawns from, I want to say, 1910.
Oh, so just ready to eat.
Because it's one of those pubs that's also used to be a grocer.
Oh, love class. That.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like, now why is that there? I wonder if they ever open them cabinets. That stink must be hellish.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They kind of look like little fingers almost, as opposed
gorgeous.
To prawns.
Gorgeous.
And you're kind of like, interesting choice to put in a pub. Why not? I suppose, okay, it did used to be a grocer, but I'd keep my prawns in the freezer, personally.
No, yeah, that's, I think, acceptable.
There's another pub that everyone kind of goes to when it's very, very sunny out. They never drink at it, but they drink outside the pub. But inside,
I know the establishment you're referring to.
I think there is a barge outside the pub. But there's this pub, and it's recently been done up. They have literal spoons, forks and knives hanging from the roof.
I'm always like, why? Do you want to come like, are you going to be like, oh, better, someone's ordered a soup, better get a spoon from the roof.
And handy access.
Those kind of German mugs for like drinking and stuff like that, like the steins, you know, those kind of things, they're all hanging.
It always makes me anxious. I'm like, are they definitely secure?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to rally off the head with one of those.
I hate that. And like, it's such a, this is a good seat, but also look above you and there's an axe just there. And you're like, oh, if that comes down, like, we're screwed. Like, And it's not like, they're not fake axes, they're real. Like, and
of course, because it needs to be authentic.
A bit of a character, do you know what I mean? And I hate it. I went for dinner a couple of weeks ago in a restaurant and there was just, I don't even know how to describe it. One, there's a bike just hung from the roof. Yeah. The bike looked pretty secure and I liked that.
You'd hope so.
And then just up on the top left corner of the restaurant was, I think it was to give the impression that a car had crashed through.
Cool.
So there's just a front half of a car hanging through the restaurant. And I'm like, I hate this.
I don't
want to
have my chips
waiting to happen
under someone's bonnet. Do you know what I mean?
It's just making me think I need to go to a nicer places for restaurants.
Yeah.
That is so like lad, like pub owner who maybe got like somehow like in the Euro Millions ended up like randomly winning like 50k and was like, here's what I want to do for the pub. I want it to look like a car has crashed through the roof.
Exactly. So we want to know the show this morning, 087-711-103. What is the weird things you've seen in pubs? Could be hanging from the roof, it could be on the wall, it could be I don't know. I went to a restaurant the other day where the door handle was a knife. Like in the shape of a knife.
Be
and I was
careful.
Like, that's very dangerous.
It is.
First. Curious, 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in a pub? This morning on the show, 087-711-103. We're asking you, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in a pub? This is all because I was in a pub the other day and hanging down was like forks and knives and spoons. And I was like, seems like a bit of a health hazard.
Yeah.
And then like there was a cabinet in the pub I was in last night that had like, it used to be a grocer. So like it had like old, like, I think pretend things they used to sell in the grocer, but it was like a jar of prawns. And I was like, That's surely been there since the 1700s.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, the pubs up the Dublin Mountains, you'd be looking up, and like, I know you mentioned it before, but you're like, that's an axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And it looks like it was sharpened recently.
Yeah. It's always something like medieval. It's never like a lightsaber. Or anything. It's always something medieval.
Lauren is there this morning. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in a pub, Lauren?
So, there's a restaurant and pub called The Smell Box here at Ashburn.
Oh, yeah. I know it. I've been.
They've got 6,000.
Baseball caps hanging from the ceiling.
Oh my God, that's bizarre. Do you remember that when you were there?
No. Maybe, but I feel like there's a few rooms and a few sections.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Or maybe, did they ever, are they just really passionate about baseball caps?
I don't really know how it started.
Right.
But I remember going there when I was younger and there would be a couple. And then, like, my mom and dad moved away, but then they came home where we have to go back to the mailbox. And there's like 6,000 caps just hanging from the ceiling.
And what is there? So is there a theme to the caps? Are they all different colours? Are they all like the same theme? Like, what is the story with it?
They're literally just caps from wherever people have travelled.
Okay, so, kind of like the way some of the pubs have like the car regs from America.
Yes.
And it's giving like one of the pub owners has a nephew beyond in Pennsylvania and he sends these back.
Yes, and if you bring a cap, you get a snail box cap back.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, that's fun.
I like that.
The snail box.
That sounds incredible. Lauren, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Something bizarre, something weird. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lauren. Have a good day,
guys. Bye. Bye-bye. When I lived in Budapest for my Erasmus many years ago, and one of the pubs that I went to a lot, I loved it there. It was so cool, but you're like, this is a fire hazard. Step in the door. It had like a really low roof, and the whole idea was every time you come in, you have to write a sticky note and sign it and put it up.
Oh.
But I mean, these were like 100 deep hanging from the roof, because you just stick sticky note onto a sticky note. It was just one of those situations that you were like, fire, like, you know.
Yes, for sure.
Health and safety
flame
does not exist here yet. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's
hilarious.
I like
when they do that with dollar bills and stuff. That's
cool. And then people sign
that's
it.
What I was thinking, there was a candle, a light on every table.
You're like, God.
This is so dodge.
Yeah. Don't like speak it into existence. There's one pub I'm thinking of that's like on the outskirts of Temple Bar, and it's kind of near the Olympia, and it's obviously a theme they've committed to. It has a load of those like cursed porcelain dolls and a load of skulls kind of like all over the ceiling and like all on top high shelves, and you'll be like enjoying your pint and then you'll make eye contact with like a doll that's haunted by like a girl ghost who died
terrifying.
Of tuberculosis in the 1800s. Cursed.
Named Annabelle or something.
Niall is there. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in a pub, Niall?
Dan Donnelly's arm.
Explain.
Please, context. Like, urgently needed.
Okay. Urgently needed.
Okay, Dan Donnelly was a famous boxer who fought in Donnelly's Hollow in the Curragh many, many years ago.
Yeah, very good.
And for some strange reason, his arm ended up in a glass case in the Hideout pub in Kilcullen.
Sorry, this guy was born in 1788. How are they preserving his arm?
Oh my God.
God only knows.
Oh my God.
Is it his real arm, Niall?
Yes, real arm.
And
I don't know where it is now, but it was there for many years.
Oh, it's gone?
And did you see it, Niall?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, some lads on a stag stole the arm. Where is it now?
I'm looking back, so his first big fight under the patronage of Captain Kelly was staged at the Curragh on the 14th of September back in 1814. So he's kind of known as the King of the Curragh.
So they must have taken the arm off when he died and was like, oh, keep that.
Because he's a boxer.
Hang on to that now.
Did it still have abs and all?
Yeah.
It doesn't have,
muscles.
Oh yeah,
just bones.
They didn't leave the glove on it or anything.
No.
So there's just
Niall, I'm so sorry, and I'm probably coming across as thick, but I actually need more info. So is there flesh on the arm? Is it just bone?
No flesh on the arm, just bone.
Oh
just
my
skeleton.
God!
Yeah,
that's mental.
He had a very long arm, apparently, by standard.
Oh my God, I hope he said, listen, if I die, feel free to saw my arm off and put it in the pool. I hope he was had a say in this.
I hope he consented to it, yeah. Well, no, I don't think we're going to get more bizarre than that.
Bizarre than that.
You win.
Crazy, you win.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
have a great day.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it. Let's
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Lads, I'm really excited. Today, or actually I think it could have been even yesterday or the day before, The Morning Show is back. Did you ever watch that show on Apple TV, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon?
I haven't, but it looks deadly.
So good. Now, I was talking to you earlier on about 7 in the morning that I was had a list of TV shows I was currently watching.
I think it was about
11 shows that I was currently watching, and it was a bit ridiculous. This will be the 12th. I have to watch this.
I can't wait to watch it.
Am I right in saying I've heard first series epic, second series not great, third series abysmal, but
first
they're
season
keep going.
Amazing, second pretty crap, third really really good.
Oh, really? I really liked the third season.
They won it back in the third. That's allowed.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the fourth, so the second one, they try to be topical. Do you know what I mean?
So the
second one, they had it written and recorded and everything, and then they were like, no, get rid of second season because COVID has happened. So they wanted to do a whole COVID season.
Okay.
It was crap.
I know at the time it was a massive deal, but like, I don't like the reference to it in the like Sex and the City spin-off and everything. I'm like, if I want to go back and watch, like, I understand. It was just when they go at it so heavily,
it feels a bit hack. Yeah. I always remember the first time they mentioned it in Corrie, because obviously that was filming the whole time.
Yeah.
I can't remember the character. He was like, "I bet you've got that coronavirus."
Oh, no.
And I was like, "Yes, we're here."
Right, listen. Welcome on into One More Tune. Your job this morning is to choose the song that's going to end the show and launch the weekend. It's a big day for Cardi B fans. Am I the Drama? The new album is finally here. And I know this is really bold of me, but I'm going for this.
Yes.
Probably not the best clip of it, to be honest. However, that is WAP from Cardi B. And if you want to hear it in full, it probably hasn't been on the radio in a long time for good reason. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I've gone for something very PG. I've gone for this. Charlie Puth, Selena Gomez. It's called We Don't Talk Anymore. It's kind of chill. It's kind of good vibes. Friday. Why not? Let's take it easy, guys.
Yeah. We don't talk anymore about that wet and gushy.
It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And I've gone for this. Shout out to all the boys who are liars, of which there are a few. That is The Boys, A Liar, and Pink Panthers. If you want to hear it, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
You cast your vote, Emma, Dave, or Fiona. I'm going for WAP from Cardi B. Why not?
I'm going for Charlie Puth, Selena Gomez, and We Don't Talk Anymore. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I'm going for Boys, A Liar, Pink Panthers. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Your number one hit music station.
Have you noticed how many tourists there are around at the moment?
No, not more than usual.
I feel like there's a lot, like, considering
I did think town was a bit busy this morning when we were coming in at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, a few heads, and like, considering that summer is over, I feel like it is quite busy. And you know, you love to see the tourists enjoying Dublin's fair city.
I get so excited when I see tourists. Yeah. Like, come on in, enjoy it.
You're like, I hope you have a good time. I was a little bit annoyed yesterday. There was these lads, American lads, in a coffee shop, and I was getting a coffee, and they were like, Amazon deliveries are so expensive here unless you have to order from Amazon Ireland. And I was like, obviously it's expensive to order from America. You're in Ireland. But you'd stop talking about Amazon America. Anyway.
Why would they...
I'm like, what do you have to order? Maybe they're on their transfer program. Maybe they're on their study abroad.
All right, here for a while,
to order some stuff. But some tourists that I was very excited to see arriving are some girls from a pop culture podcast I love. It's called Shameless. It's a like Australian pop culture. They do kind of like trending topics, celebrity gossip. They also do these really good meme roundups on a Friday on their Instagram page at Shameless Podcast. And they have been touring around Dublin, been split in the G doing all those bits. They went to Trinity and had a stroll around, and something that I feel like they had planned in advance that they wanted to do is they wanted to recreate a scene from Normal People.
Oh, and like on, TikTok?
Yeah, on like the steps outside one of the Trinity buildings. Now, the scene that they wanted to recreate, I actually went back and watched it because I was like, let's compare notes. And it is my first time going for a rewatch of Normal People at all.
Oh.
And when you go back... It is so traumatizing.
It really
to watch.
Is a
like,
lot.
I'm like, why is he so upset all the time? He's just.
And why do they not communicate? And is she going to be okay?
Neither of them are. Spoiler alert.
So privileged. Why is he always upset?
No, but I'm
he's
like.
He's depressed, Fiona.
I know, but I'm like. It's okay. You're just talking to a pretty girl and you're in college. It's all going to be all right. This is the clip.
You look really well.
I know. It's classic me. Came to college and got pretty.
Well, you're always pretty. Very pretty.
Oh, that's the party scene.
Yeah.
When they're at the house in Trinity, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Now, I think I had like a bit of, well, I don't know what it's called, like Stockholm Syndrome or whatever, when I was watching that during the pandemic and I was like, Jesus, Daisy's Irish accent is class. It is class, but it's a bit like, okay. So, but what I'm going to play for you now is the Australian version and I would love you to rate how you think they did. For reasons unknown, they've backed it with a song by Paul Mescal's ex. I don't
Phoebe
know.
Phoebe Bridgers?
Yeah, I don't know if that's to kind of twist the knife, but here we go.
You look really well.
I know, classic me. Came to college and got pretty.
No, you were always pretty. Really pretty.
Why was this done?
I know, classic me.
I actually thought that the Welsh. Only bit of that was good was this.
You look really well.
That was okay. She was good.
From
she
there on
good.
Out, not good.
Classic me. Came to college and got pretty. It kind of, it's giving a mix between Mrs. Doubtfire and Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a mix of new cultures. But
listen, I can't talk. I can't give anyone grief for an accent, obviously. So it's better than my attempt at a New Zealand accent.
Give us
a
go.
You know what I mean? Oh, I need someone to start. Say the same thing in a New Zealand accent.
Well, they're Aussie, so it's easier.
All right, okay. Sorry.
You look really pretty.
You look really pretty.
I know, classic me. I came to college and got pretty.
I know. No, actually, listen, forget about it. Like, forget
You never
about
double
it.
Down. I hate it. She bows out before
Commit
she does it.
Commit to the bit.
I know. I came to college and got really pretty.
Oh, yeah, no, you're dead right. Bow out.
Here's Somber.
Nailed it.
This is back to Fred. I don't know, lads. See what I mean? It's just so bad. It's awful. I have a burnt tongue.
A burnt tongue?
Yeah. No.
And it's right at the tip, right. Sorry, I know this is visual for you listening, but I'm going to show Dave and Fiona because it's red as anything, right? Mm. Right there. Can you see it? No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit redder than normal.
Mm. Your tongue
that,
should,
no, sorry, than a normal tongue should be. Not that I'm constantly checking the colour of your tongue.
But like you, know
you ask us to show you every morning. Let me see the tongues to make sure we're not telling lies.
Before we go any further, show me your tongue. No, it should be pink. It's red. And I can't even distinguish what happened to it. I'm on a bit of a green tea buzz at the moment. And obviously that's a risky business because it's boiling water that you're waiting to cool down a bit. So I'm putting it down to potentially that. But it's about a week in now. And the other way sometimes... when you have a burnt tongue, it lasts a few days and it's uncomfortable and everything tastes a bit funky.
I know, it's
but
the
after
worst.
This amount of time, I'm like, will you just leave me alone? I have like a bar at the back of my bottom teeth and I'm constantly scraping it off and on purpose trying to like get the burnt stuff off it.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
I would say that's making it worse.
Definitely making it worse.
But sometimes, and obviously like big like ups to anyone who has like a broken arm or a broken leg or like an injury that's really debilitating at the moment. But sometimes it's the real small ones.
It is, yeah.
So I'd like to rank them. For you, in a Please. Not in a Dave ranks,
Emma ranks,
just in terms of like the most
annoying
ones. Okay, yeah. Number one, it's not the sore throat when you're sick; it's the sore throat as you're about to get sick.
Oh no, is that what I have now? Because my throat's in bits, and I'm like, it's been in bits for like 2 days now.
Do you know when you have it. That feeling right down your throat, and there's something starting to swell?
Yeah,
but everything tastes manky.
Mm. Yes.
No food doesn't taste nice. Everything your breath smells like you feel
Sorry.
Like your breath smells.
What's going on with that? Like, I just need to pause this whole thing because I feel like because my throat has been so sore the last 3 days. It's actually 3 days. My breath stinks, I feel.
Yeah, it probably doesn't. It's the taste of the sore throat that is in somewhere back there.
Really?
It's no worse than
I
usual.
I thought maybe there was something. I thought there was something stuck in it because here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Tonsil stones.
Oh, man,
tonsil
you've had them before, haven't you?
They're awful little things.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, tonsil stones. They're little things that kind of stay in the tonsils at the back of your throat and they just go in these little tiny little holes and they are awful. Like, they're not painful or anything, but they stink.
They stink. There's nothing worse when you have that little throat and you're like, my breath reeks, but it probably doesn't. Okay, lads, sorry, I'm going to talk about it. Athlete's foot.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh yeah, it's like when you have
the
real...
You blessed boy. You've never had athlete's foot.
What is that?
It's like the real dry
skin between your toes.
Foot.
No.
Oh, is that what that is?
You've never had like dry skin that gets back sore between your toes?
I went back to football 3 weeks ago and I've been playing every week since, and my the skin underneath my feet is just ripping off.
Oh yeah. No, this is kind of more of a between the toes situation for the athlete's foot diagnosis. It's horrible.
No,
it is actually very, very sore. Say if you like go for a swim and you put your wet Crocs back on without properly drying them. I feel like that's a perfect environment for athletes.
I'm blessed. Yeah. I don't even know what
and
that
I'm
is.
I'm no athlete, girls.
Okay, guys, have you ever had a small pimple just under your hairline? So it looks like your hair is constantly greasy.
Yes. Oh,
so if you're scratching your pimple there and it bursts, it just looks like you've greasy hair and not great.
I'd never even thought that was a thing.
Terrible.
I feel like this is getting worse as I get older and I'm only 32. But when you swallow something the wrong way, I honestly every time now think I'm going to die.
Huh.
Like, it's not just like a little crumb that you're like, I'll just deal with that. 20 minutes later, I'm still like,
yeah.
It's awful.
And I can't concentrate on anything else other than that.
I mentioned the burnt tongue. I'm going to go a step further. Esophagus burn.
Oh,
do you know when you have like a bowl of soup and you take a drink of it?
It's probably just heartburn, is it?
No, but it's like when you feel it going down your...
Yes.
Like behind your boobs, like right into your stomach. You're like, ow!
Oh, I get
that, you're almost waiting for the water. You're like, you're watching the Gaviscon ad on telly in your head of when it finally when it gets down there.
Oh my God, you need that.
A stubbed toe. Well, look, we don't need to go into any further on that, just the worst.
Or a hangnail on the toe.
My next point was a nail bent backwards, particularly sore when you have fakies on. Horrible. And finally, I know, well, this is but for everyone who shaves, any sort of a little razor burn.
Oh, God.
Not a razor burn, a razor cut.
On the neck, like, obviously you don't get beards, but, like, on the neck, lads, they are so
I'd imagine, especially in the cold and the winter time when you have an open
there.
It is very sensitive around there. Anyway, I have a burnt tongue and that was my way of making everyone feel sorry for me.
Am I
hope
you're okay.
I'm
truly one of God's soldiers.
Thank you very much, guys. That's what I needed to hear today. Ed Sheeran and Sapphire on Spin. You know what? I'd hate to be his wife. The man just won't slow down a minute. I'm like, come home, we've two kids.
But also at the same time, when you love it, like...
He's always been
gone. Time to himself.
Yeah,
time to herself.
Yeah.
Do you know what was weird? Did you see that thing he did recently where he like, because obviously Sherry's very private.
Yeah.
And he recreated loads of their memories with like an actor.
What?
An actress.
Did he?
Yeah. And it was someone really good looking as well. I'm not saying Sherry's not good looking.
No, she's
we don't
fab.
Know. And she's entitled to her privacy. But I was like, this is weird.
She's private, yet she featured heavily in his documentary on Disney Plus. I don't know.
Did you?
I remember that. Yeah.
But like, he literally just finished that last tour recently enough, even though we all saw it years ago. And he's just announced another one. I'm like, would you go home and feed your baby?
Anyone else think...
Your child is starving, Ed.
Did anyone else think during that documentary of that... the Ed Sheeran documentary on Disney Plus that he didn't come across amazingly?
I didn't think so either. No,
I was like, I know he's like the biggest star in the world, but I was like, you shouldn't know it.
I found him a little bit annoying in the Louis Theroux pod as
really
well. Yeah, this is who he recreated it with, bleeding Phoebe Devonoye from
Bridgerton,
the one
you were talking about today.
Yeah.
Okay, weird.
And I'm like, alright.
And is he in it or is it...
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
And they're like intimate, like holiday moments and stuff.
Oh, that's
I say
strange.
Intimate sounds like wrong, but like, you know, very weird.
Are you sure that's him?
Yeah, look.
Oh my God.
I think so.
I don't think I'd appreciate that, to be
Did
honest.
Did I get poo craved?
No, it's there.
No, it's actually his.
Yeah. Weird.
This is bizarre. That, I don't understand that at all.
I'd be like, thanks for protecting my privacy, but get off that girl.
Listen, before 10 o'clock this morning, we want to get a ticket to a holiday in your back pocket. It's
yes,
to Fort Ventura. It's for a full week. If you want to register to play, message us the word golden right now, please. Friday morning.
Get ready. Spin 103X golden ticket.
Hey. And we are only dying to give away a holiday to Fort Ventura.
Dying.
All the thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Sarah is hanging on there. Are you good to go?
I'm literally just in work, so bear with me.
That's
okay,
turn,
that's
girl.
Okay.
We're quiet. How are you guys? How's
good.
The party going?
Good.
Yeah. How are you getting
any plans for the weekend?
Nothing so far, but I'd be very, very happy to spend the weekend with this holiday if that was the case.
Absolutely. That'd be good. And you're in work at the moment, Sarah. What do you do?
I'm a corporate receptionist.
Corporate receptionist. Corporate girly. I like it.
Corporate life.
Sarah, when's the last time you were away on holidays?
It was for a city break at the start of this year, but for a sunny holiday 2023.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're well.
We need a sunny holiday.
I really do.
All right, Sarah, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
40?
No.
You wish.
I wish it was as well.
Sorry.
25 seconds on the clock and five songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. If you do it all, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on its area, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song if you want to swap the song at any point. You just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And once you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself. Get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sarah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Dublin.
What part?
Ballyferrin.
Sarah and Ballyhir, best of luck. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And instantly a fire alarm goes off.
Of course.
Oh my God, sorry.
You're fine. Don't worry.
It's gone. It only goes off for 5 seconds.
I was like, is there a fire? Because stop, drop and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do this thing, Sarah.
I need to win a holiday.
Yeah.
Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Espresso.
Yeah,
Stop the clock.
There we go.
Okay, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. We got there.
Yeah, we need the full name. We can't just go with Sabrina, unfortunately. But yeah,
I'll let you get away with it for there because you just experienced a fire.
So 16 seconds left
for 4 songs. That is 4 seconds per song.
Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're glowing. You can't hear
in Starlight.
It's not called Starlight. It does begin with an S, though. But shy. Swap it, Sarah.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
That caught you out. It's actually Ed Sheeran and a song, Sapphire. But not to worry, it's gone now, and we're back to 16 seconds.
You're all good.
Yes, reset that clock. A new song, too, playing for you now shortly.
And I think you're going to know this one, Sarah, especially if you like that guy. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Me and my friends at the table.
His most famous song.
Talk slow.
Come over. Stormy features on it.
Shape of You.
We got there, Ed Sheeran and Shape of You.
Very good. Maybe considered bad news by some. You have 3 seconds left.
Look,
we are going to give it a go. Sarah, that's all we can do.
Let's see how we would have done, Sarah. Let's go for song three in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
2, 1.
Somber.
Go on, tell us. Do you think you know the name of the song?
Damn it. That was really good, Sarah. Fair play.
That's so hard. That's brilliant. Well done.
That's only his newest one.
Sarah, that was very good. Sarah, a good player. Like, to be honest, you had a lot of things to kind of distract you. You had to go find a room and work it, and then the fire alarm went off.
That fire alarm threw me off.
Yeah. It would have done.
But at least you know you're safe. Should a fire ever
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah, we're so sorry. But listen, have yourself an amazing weekend and have a great day.
Thank you anyway. Thanks for the chance. Have a good one, guys.
Bye, Sarah. Do you think it's ever going to be one ever?
Nope.
I have to. Well, she was a great player.
She was great.
That's not easy. I feel so bad
when they're like, thanks for the chance. I'm like, oh, my heart breaks.
I know. Listen, we are desperate to give you a holiday. You deserve it. If you want to play Monday, message us the word golden now, please, to 087-711. Have a fantastic weekend. We're so excited. Fiona's throwing a big gig tomorrow, raising funds for children in Gaza. And there's loads of comedians taking to the stage. It's going to be a good out laugh tomorrow night.
And it's sold out, so you can't come.
Sorry about it. You don't care. You didn't buy tickets quick enough.
you can donate, of course, if you'd like to.
Yes. Information on cherrycomedy.ie.
For now, though, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Mm-hmm. I went for Cardi B and WAP because I'm trying to support her because her album's out today.
I went for Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez with We Don't Talk Anymore.
And I went for Pink Panther's A Boy's a Liar. I'm sorry to say, Emma, no love for Cardi B this week. You got 0% of the vote. 36% went to me, Fiona.
Hey.
64 to Dave.
Come on.
Have a fantastic weekend. Naughty Threesome after 10 with Michaela. Right now, though, Charlie Puth.
Good luck.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.